Vermont Governor Phil Scott has only been in office for a year, but his fiscal agenda has already become very well-defined. And in his State of the State address earlier today, Scott made clear that he'll continue the push he began last year to find savings in the public education system. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has our story.
Madam Sergeant-at-Arms.
It is my distinct honor to present to you the Governor of the State of Vermont, Philip B. Scott.
State of the State addresses are generally full of Vermont exceptionalism, and Phil Scott's speech began accordingly on Thursday. Despite its small size, Scott said Vermont has been a beacon during some of the country's darkest hours.
We've been the example, set the tone, and helped usher positive change into our nation when the need for change was essential. My friends, we've reached that time again.
Scott says Vermont can provide that national leadership again now by addressing economic trends that have, quote, diminished our ability to sustain what we have.
But here's the blunt reality. We must first restore our economic and fiscal foundation to ensure we have the funding needed to achieve our aspirations for Vermont.
And restoring that foundation, according to Scott, means setting strict guidelines on state spending.
And I, along with my administration and members of the legislature, stand ready to prevent taxes and fees from increasing again this year. And just so I'm clear, that includes statewide property tax rates.
The line drew loud applause from Scott's Republican allies in the House and Senate. Most Democrats sat motionless. That's because Scott's pledge will require relatively drastic intervention from Montpelier because statewide property tax rates are set to rise by 7 cents next year if elected officials do nothing. Here's Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ash.
The challenges structurally are that we have a long history of respecting local voters, but then not liking to see the property tax increases. And that's something that governors have struggled with, legislatures have struggled with.
During his budget address last year, Scott proposed a historic break from the tradition of local control over school spending decisions. Instead of letting towns decide how much to invest in their schools, he called for a hard cap on spending to be imposed from Montpelier. Scott didn't say Thursday how he plans to keep property tax rates from rising. Aides say lawmakers will have to wait for his budget address later this month for that. But with the governor talking so much recently about low staff-to-student ratios in Vermont schools, House Majority Leader Jill Krawinski says Democrats are bracing for another heavy-handed spending mandate from Scott, this time related to reductions in school staffing.
I mean, that could potentially create the biggest layoff in Vermont that we've seen, if that's the road he's going on, and that has severe consequences across the board.
Scott, though, says Vermonters are already suffering the severe consequences of a K-12 education system that's seen costs rise despite student enrollment dropping by nearly 30% over the past two decades. Vermont spends $1.6 billion annually now to educate 76,000 students.
If I came to you with a check every year for $1.6 billion, and ask you to educate the same number of students, I dare say that our system would look much different than it does today.
And in his budget address later this month, Vermonters and the legislature will find out just how different Scott thinks that system should look. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.